What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a fresh edition of Phillies Today. It is your host, Francisco Rojas, here to get you started for the week. Your Philadelphia Phillies do take 2 of 3 from the Colorado Rockies. No, the series did not end particularly well this weekend. Really a dull performance, especially from the Phillies offense in yesterday's loss. We're going to get to it, going to recap the game for you guys, give you the normal, give you the key moments. I'm going to give you my key takeaways from today's game. There weren't a whole lot of positive. It was a dull game if you're looking at it from a Philly standpoint. The only exciting part about the game was when Jake Bird decided he wanted to get the Phillies fired up for, you know, whatever reason in the and we'll get to it in the sixth inning, and you know, you had the benches clear and whatnot, but we're gonna get to that in today's key moments. Gonna do the key moments of the game again, series takeaways from the entire weekend against the Rockies, and then we'll get to some news and notes. Did have a positive update on a Phillies injury from the past couple of weeks. Definitely a positive update. And then we'll get to around the league. We'll recap what happened this weekend and yesterday in the NL East, where the Phillies stand in the NL East right now. We'll get to that. And then we'll preview tonight's game and the rest of the series against the San Francisco Giants as the Phillies continue their West Coast road trip, for early in this week. Before they had their home stand against Chicago later in the week, that beat Chicago being the Cubs. And then I'll have a few bets for you guys. I feel like I haven't done any bets in the last couple episodes I have done. So that's what I got on tap for you guys. So let's start with the key moments from yesterday. Aaron Nola on the mound against Kyle Freeland. Kyle Freeland, it being his 30th birthday, I believe, he definitely got a birthday present, pitched really well against the Phillies. It was Aaron Nola and Kyle Freeland on the mound. Bottom first, CJ Cron hits a ground ball with the bases loaded. The Colorado Rockies were going to get on the board anyway. They were going to take the lead. But Trey Turner on an easy, easy ground ball. Should have been an easy double play, especially when it was CJ Cron, who cannot run well. He's a power hitter, does not run well. Turner commits an error trying to throw it to Alec Bohm, and the Rockies actually get two on the board as the runner from second came around to score. So that made it a 2-0 ball game. Bottom fifth, Brenton Doyle for the Rockies hits a homer to left field. It was an absolute bomb off of Aaron Nola to make it a 3-0 ball game. Then later in the inning, Chris Bryant with Charlie Blackmon on second goes up the middle for an RBI single to make it a 4-0 ball game for Colorado. And that's really all it would be the rest of the way. Again, a very just dull game yesterday between the Fightins and the Colorado Rockies. Was a very dull game. So that was all that would do it for the any offense from either team, especially the Phillies, who did not get any offense in this game. But we'll just a few other things. We definitely have to mention these things. Top of the sixth, Kyle Schwarber, gets rung up on a 3-2 pitch, and the pitch was at the top of the zone, and it was definitely at the top. It was not in the zone. It was definitely out of the strike zone. So Schwarber's upset. You can visually see him upset with the home plate umpire. And, of course, Rob Thompson comes out, and he's like, hey, you're not getting thrown out of this ball game. We need you. We need you for offense, even though we've got no offense in this game so far. He gets in the home plate umpire's face, and you never really see Topper too animated. I like this. And, of course, he gets tossed. I don't know how many times Topper's been tossed as a Phillies manager, but I'll have to double check on that. But you never see it too often. So Topper gets tossed. And then an inning later, top of the seventh, this is where it really started to get fun. There was right after Greg Bird, somebody else. It was definitely Jake Bird, right? It was definitely Jake Bird. I'm double checking now just so I get the name right. Greg Bird's a former Yankee, right? So no, it was Jake Bird. Sorry, that's where I got it mixed up. Jake Bird gets Bryson Stott to fly out to end the inning, and then he starts on his way back to the dugout, starts chirping at the Phillies dugout, and Bryce Harper takes offense to it, just like all that. I think everybody else on the Phillies dugout took offense. Harper comes out, bench is clear. I don't think any punches were thrown, but there was definitely a lot of chirping, a lot of talking from both sides, and no one got hurt. But I think that Harper and Bird definitely got ejected. I forget if anyone else got ejected. But you had your fireworks at the end in the seventh inning, and there was really nothing that happened later in the game either. So that's all really that happened during the game. Again, the only exciting part really being the ejections of Topper and Harper and Jake Bird. So that was really yesterday's game. And so my key takeaways from the game, again, like the Phillies have really, especially when they have really, you know, that when you look back at some of the games they really lost this year, like at least for me, from what I remember, like it's runners in scoring position. Like this game, 0-14 with runners in scoring position. Not good. You cannot. These are the type of games. And I know Kyle Freeland's a good pitcher. And Justin Lawrence for Colorado, too. He's nasty. He has an ERA under 2. Like, these guys are, you know, like Freeland's Colorado's ace. He's their best pitcher. But when you look back at a lot of these games, the Phils are losing. Like, it's runners in scoring position. Again, 0-14 with runners in scoring position. Not good. Not good if you're the Phils. Not good, especially like looking at like some of the numbers from earlier. Like I think Schwarber's one of the guys that really look at his numbers, runner in scoring position. Like if he's hitting in, and I think he hit fifth yesterday. Like you can't. I think he's hitting under 200 on the season anyway. He's hitting 178. It's not surprising that he's hitting, I think, under 200 as well with runners in scoring position. You can't be hitting fifth and have your, you know, because guys early in that lineup and like the first, you know, the 1-2 especially the 1-2 hole are supposed to be getting on base, so you know guys behind them can drive them in. And Schwarber's, you know, really done a terrible job with that. Yes, he has what, 9 homers in the season, I believe, but he's got to, you know, the Phils have to do a better job regarding scoring position. I think they're 23rd in Major League Baseball when it comes to, you know, batting average for runners in scoring position. It has to be a lot better. It has to. Okay, especially you got Bryce back now. Let's get it going. Offense really has to get going, especially you know, come up here against the Giants, have to take advantage against the Giants and then against the Cubs too. So runners in scoring position, that was my first key takeaway. And the second one, nothing really crazy. Like Aaron Nola was fine. Like there's really nothing else to take away from this game for me. It was really just the runners in scoring position, and Nola was okay. Like his stat line doesn't look great with 4 earned, but you know the first inning, you know, really one of those runs shouldn't even be earned, right? They have to take that back because Turner's error should go down as it should be 3 earned. That's a better stat line to look at. 7 innings, 3 earned, because Nola did go 7 innings. So really it should be 7 innings, 3 earned. Technically should be a good start for Nola. So I take that back. That should be a good start, but Nola, his stat line doesn't look as good. I don't know why they're not going to, or they haven't changed that yet to 3 earned. It should be 3 earned for Nola. So again, key takeaways for me: runners in scoring position for the Phillies have to do a better job. Aaron Nola, he was good. You know, look to keep look for Nola to keep up. You know, keep being who Aaron Nola is supposed to be, and hopefully it's a, you know, World Series playoff hangover, all the workload, you know, we've talked ad nauseum about that, but like hopefully we'll stop talking about that if he starts pitching well consistently. That's consistency is a big thing when it comes to baseball, especially when you're a pitcher. So consistency, hopefully Nola continues these good starts. Series takeaways, at least for me, like I was having trouble trying to find what the Phillies record is at Coors Field all time. At least since I've been a Phillies fan, at least in like the last like 4 or 5 years, I feel like they always have trouble at Coors Field. I think they did lose 2 of 3 at Coors last year. early on in the season, but it just feels, maybe again it's recency bias, but it just always feels like the Phillies have trouble at Coors Field. So for them to take two of three against the Rockies at Coors, I think is definitely a big deal to me. And now, and especially, you know, the Phillies have won what, five of their last six games, and so for me, like, you know, to take two of three at Coors, I know the Rockies suck. They're not a good team, but look, the Rockies weren't a good team last year, and you lose two of three. So, like, taking two of three at Coors is a big deal to me. I truly think it's a big deal. So, for them to take two of three, continue their momentum from last week, where they did, you know, they won that last game against the Red Sox, and then won two against the Blue Jays, in that mini two-game set. So, I thought that was a big deal. And then, you know, Ranger Suarez, we weren't expecting him to have a phenomenal start in his comeback, okay? Like, he wasn't going to have, you know, six innings of one hit ball and no earned. Like, that wasn't going to happen. Like, let's be honest. Ranger was fine. Ranger was okay. And Ranger was just, you know, he was okay. But that's what you're looking for from Ranger, just to come back and slowly build up. You know, it's been, that was his first start, you know, of as a major leaguer since, you know, the World Series last year, the playoffs last year in October. So Ranger being back in this rotation is absolutely huge. It's ginormous. For me now, just looking at you know, on paper what the Phillies rotation looks like when it comes to, you know, Nola, Wheeler, Walker, Falter, and Ranger, now you have what your rotation was supposed to look like. And this is what you were hoping it was going to be to start the season, but injuries happen. And, you know, now Matt Strom is in the bullpen, is in his proper spot where he was supposed to be, you know, to start the year. Now we'll see what happens with, you know, you get Belly Falter, who's going to be the opener, or not the opener, someone's going to open, and he's going to get some, you know, the bulk of the innings, you know, in the middle of the game. But now your rotation looks like it was supposed to look. And that, I think, is a huge deal. It's definitely a big deal. So, Ranger being back in rotation, he gets his first comeback start, on Saturday over the weekend. Big deal, for the Phils. So big deal for Ranger to be back in the rotation. News and notes. Let's move on to some news and notes. The only thing I really got for you guys today, and it's a big deal. Jose Alvarado, you know, had the issue within the last couple of weeks with the left elbow inflammation. Still, this is according to the Phillies website, still expected return is still to be determined, but good news. So Alvarado could begin, this is verbatim from their website, Alvarado could begin throwing before the end of the Phillies' six-game road trip on May 17th in San Fran. That is a couple of days away, so that's what? That's Wednesday. He was placed on the injured list on May 10th, retroactive to May 8th, after having posted a 0.63 ERA in 14 appearances of the season. He has been unbelievable, recording 5 saves and 7 opportunities. The lefty, who signed a 3-year, $22 million extension last offseason, has struck out 24 batters, issuing a walk in 14 and a third innings this year. And that was last updated yesterday. So, big deal. Alvarado, obviously not just the best Phillies reliever, but been one of the best relievers in baseball, obviously, by that 0.63 ERA. He's been unbelievable. The Phillies need him back. Especially, like, really, like, I mean, the Phils, I mean, I know Derek Hall's still injured, and, you know, you had Pache, who's going to be out for the year, basically, right? But it's a Alvarado coming back, man. The Phillies are going to be as healthy as they've been to start the year, right? Like, as soon as Alvarado comes back, you know, knock on wood, the Phillies, maybe it's a close to 100%, you know, healthy Phillies baseball team that could really pay dividends for this team. Maybe they could really start to get hot. And they have been hot, obviously, over the last week or so, or week. But, you know, hopefully maybe that can be a big deal. And they're in second place right now in the National League East. And I know it's early, you know, but for the purposes of the show, of course, I'm looking at the standings. So, and I know a lot of us aren't all looking at the standings, but, you know, hopefully the Phils can get on a run and maybe they can take first place from the Braves. Who knows? Braves just got swept by the Blue Jays. So that takes me to around the league. Just a couple of things. So the Dodgers swept the Padres. Rays and Yankees split a four-game set over the weekend. And then around the NL East on Sunday, Mets and Nats split their doubleheader. The Marlins beat the Reds 3-1. The Reds take 2 of 3 over there. So Marlins lose 2 of 3 to the Reds. Blue Jays, as I stated earlier, the Blue Jays sweep the Braves. And there you go. Now we're looking at the standings. The Braves 25-15, sitting at a top of the National League East. That is good for the second best record in the National League. The Phillies at 500 now, 20-20. They sit second place. Marlins 20-21. They're 5.5 back of the Braves and a half back game back of the Phillies. New York Mets also sitting at 20-21. They're a half game back of the Phillies as well. And then the Washington Nationals 17-23, sitting at 3 games back of the Braves, who are in first place. So bit of a tight race right now, but you know, hopefully the Phillies can take advantage over the next week and try to catch the Atlanta Braves again early in the season, but for the purposes. So Phillies sitting at second place. So let's preview tonight's game against the San Francisco Giants. No lineups, the lineups will be put out later today. So I can't give you that. But you got Bailey Falter and Alex Wood on the mound. Alex Wood, at first I looked at his numbers, and I thought, oh man, he's got a 2.7 ERA. What? Alex Wood? What the heck? And then I realized he's only thrown 11 innings this year. Has he really been used? It looks like he's been used as an opener, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure if it was like an injury thing or what it was, but he has really, I mean, last outing was just one inning. So yeah, he has the 2.7 ERA in about 11 innings to this point in the season. And then on the other side for the Phils, it'll be Bailey Falter on the mound. It says Bailey Falter, but I mean, they said they're going to use an opener. From the article I read from NBC Sports Philly, just within the last hour, it looks like it's probably going to be Bilotti or it's going to be Matt Strom who are going to open. I'm definitely confident with Strom. If they go with Bilotti too, I'm okay with that. But obviously, you'd be a little more confident with what Strom's been over to been able to do this year for the Phils. So whatever they do, hopefully they're able to get the one inning of work and get out of there pretty quickly to hand it over to Bailey Falter. And Falter hasn't, he's coming off his last appearance was against Boston at the bank, where he gave up 5 earned and 3 2/3 innings. He hasn't been great this year, let's be real. Hopefully Bailey can start to, flip the page here and try to, he hasn't been good to start the season, but hopefully, baseball, again, sport of ebbs and flows. Hopefully he can, kind of flip the script here over the next, however long it's been, a month and a half into the season. Hopefully another month and a half, you get a good, maybe he just balances it out, just because that's how baseball works, right? Guys go through slumps, like hitters go through slumps, and they'll go through their slumps, and then they'll have a stretch where they're getting hit every single game. So hopefully that's what it'll be for Bailey. Hopefully he gets it together. Phils need that from him, especially now. I guess he's the fifth starter as Ranger, gets ramped back up and gets, eased back into the rotation. So you have Falter, Alex Wood on the mound tonight. On Tuesday, tomorrow, it'll be Zach Wheeler and Alex Cobb. That's a 9:45 start, by the way. Tonight's a 9:45 start. And then on Wednesday, we have Taijuan Walker and Sean Manaea. That'll be a 3:45 p.m. Eastern start. And then later in the week, like I said, homestand against the Cubs. Just a few notes on the Giants. They are 17-23 in the National League West. Just looking at some of their general rankings, where they rank, their starting pitching, their relief pitching, their hitting. 18th in batting average, 19th in runs scored, really, you know, towards the middle of the pack. But starting pitching has been unbelievable this year. Thank God they don't have to see Logan Webb this series. They're 6th in ERA, 9th in WHIP, 2nd in walks per nine. So they starting pitching has been really good. But really, just look at their relief pitching. They're 28th in ERA. All the other rankings, home runs per nine, hits per nine, everything's like towards the bottom of the barrel. So if the Phillies can, get to the bullpen, get to their relief pitching, that's where they should have an easier time getting some runs. So Phil's, starting pitching has been really good for the Giants, but if they can get to their bullpen, that would be a big deal. And then just a few bets for today. Like I said, I haven't given you guys any bets, I feel like, in the last couple of weeks. So definitely some bets here according to FanDuel. Harper, this is the first one. So I got Bryce Harper at plus 200 to record 2+ hits tonight. I would take that. If you look at Harper's numbers against Alex Wood, again, he's probably only going to go a couple of innings if he's really been used as an opener for the most part. I would take, Harper, he didn't have a great game yesterday, especially, being ejected and everything, but maybe he's fired up. Again, good numbers against Wood. If you look at his numbers against Wood, I think he's got 9 hits and 24 at bats, and to record 2+ hits tonight, yeah, take the plus 200, take that. And then the second one, Trey Turner at plus 365 to record a stolen base. He's tied for the team lead in stolen bases. I wanted to take Bryson Stott just because Stott has he's also tied for the team lead in stolen bases. Why not try to go for the little more? I feel like Turner's the easier one, but Stott was not on the FanDuel slate there. I couldn't pick him. He wasn't there. So I'm going with Trey. So Trey Turner, I'll take him at plus 365 to steal a base tonight against the Giants, and that game start is 9:45 p.m. So that's gonna do it for me. Phils, hopefully they can keep up their winning ways. Yes, they did lose yesterday, but again, won 5 of 6 over the last week. So that's gonna do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Stay tuned for tomorrow for the next episode of Phillies Today.